Who do you think you are? This is Beth Wee in the Koinonia Kitchen, and I want to ask you, are you still playing an old role that doesn't really depict your current status? For example, were you the loser in your family of origin? Or are you the one that always had the right answer? Some people listening to this podcast have gone through life expecting themselves to fail because they're under the mistaken belief that they aren't important. Somewhere in their history, that emotion came strongly from the words and actions or the neglect of someone in authority, and they accepted it as their truth. Now, when things don't go their way, they're not surprised. In a way, they expect it. So they live into it. They settle for it. They never fought for their rights because when it first happened, they were too young to know they had rights. Instead, they believed the lie because someone with clout or influence said it. Miracles happen when we examine these old beliefs and recognize their untruth. Hearts are mended. Opportunities come into view. Lives turn around and people become free to create their own story, not a story that was told to them when they were little. It can be hard to identify these faulty beliefs because the culprits are usually buried in the subconscious or hidden beneath layers of experience. Dig in. Do the work necessary to find your true self. It is so worth the effort. How can you spot a hand-me-down belief that is not serving you any longer? Take a notebook and a pen and write two lists. First, write your deficiencies. What do you see as your failings? What traits are you kind of ashamed of or you wish you could let go of? Next, write a list of your talents. What do you see as your gifts? Take some time and be thorough. Now, look at the two lists. If the good list is much shorter than the bad list, chances are you are operating in an old role that doesn't allow you to see the many talents that this world is clamoring to embrace. Next, consider which list you would feel comfortable sharing with another person. If you can't imagine sitting eye to eye with someone and talking about your best qualities, it may not be humility calling that shot. It may be inauthenticity. Inauthenticity means you're not living your real self. This trait grows in those who adopted behaviors based on the torment of someone who was believed to be trustworthy. Guys, old wounds don't always bleed. Sometimes they create scar tissue that misshapes the victim. Please step out of the victim role and get healing today. It's possible and you can do it. Ask God to help you find your way back home to who you were created to be. This world needs the real you. We can't wait to see the impact your authentic self is going to have. How do you do it? I'd recommend therapy. Get some professional help. CBT or EMDR, two therapies. Look for those letters, CBT, EMDR. Both of those therapies can help you dig in through the hurt experiences and find the treasure that lies underneath, just waiting to come out and bless this world. We cannot wait to see you as you were meant to be. It's time to take addiction out of the shadows and shine the encouraging light of recovery on everyone affected. Good Seed Podcast is powered by BethWE.com. a nonprofit ministry based in Vero Beach, Florida. We'll start the uncomfortable conversations that turn despair into hope and complacency into action. Connect, communicate, and thrive with us. Check us out online at BethWE.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again soon.